Jennison powers up Silicon Valley. I have Jennison on the line. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really well. It's kind of neat where we've done a couple of podcasts from when I lived out in Toronto, and here we are now, 2.5 months in. Thanks for inviting me to the podcast.
You're welcome. And, yeah, I haven't done too many podcasts recently on WebEx, so it's nice to be doing another one and having you on again. It's been 2 years since we introduced Global Accessibility Awareness Day.
Yeah, I can't believe we're starting our third one this year, and we just announced this morning that it will be on May 15th. We moved it just because of some holidays in Europe. We wanted to try and see if we could accommodate that. So hopefully we've gotten it. It's always challenging when you have an event, because no date is ever the best date.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, we'll talk about a little more about that and a bunch of other events going on, new accessibility-related events. But first, we could talk for a few minutes about your big move. So you want to tell us what's been going on with you and your change?
Right. So after about 7 years working on the accessibility team at the Royal Bank of Canada in Toronto, I am now here in the Silicon Valley giving a hand leading the accessibility efforts over at LinkedIn.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Sounds cool. So
otherwise, I'm enjoying the not having to deal with the weather in Toronto and west of the East Coast, which is totally getting plastered by snow and freezing rain and just obscenely cold temperatures.
Yeah, it's been quite a winter over there. And they just had this ice storm in the southeast as well.
Just this morning. Well, the morning that today that we're recording the podcast, they had another ice storm in Atlanta. So
yeah. Well, welcome to sunny California.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I've been here almost as long as you were in Toronto. So it's getting a little old for me, but it's always, you know, there's something exciting always going on, and now there's even more exciting things because you're starting up a couple events.
I am, yeah. So there's two events that I've kickstarted in the last short while. One of them is I'm bringing Accessibility Camp to the Bay Area. So that is happening on March 15th at LinkedIn. And for those listeners who might not be familiar with these events, they're taking place in different cities around Canada, the U.S., and most recently in Asia, in Tokyo and Seoul. And they're less formal than a conference, and they're an opportunity for people to spend the day taking sessions or participating in sessions on all different aspects of, at least in the case of the camps that I've been involved with, specifically around digital accessibility, so web, mobile. And our target audience is primarily the web designers and developers and other high-tech folks who cannot make it out to some of the larger accessibility conferences all over the country. Mm. So that's one of the big things. The other objective of the camps is to give visibility to some local folks who are experts or people who are doing interesting stuff in accessibility in the field. So this one, like I said, is registration is open now, and it's free. It's going to be in Mountain View, as I said, at LinkedIn. And the URL for the event is www.accessibilitycampbay.com. www.thebrainfarm.org. So we hope to see folks out there. I realize it's Saturday and it's out in Mountain View. So for people in San Francisco, it's a schlep either by car or taking the Caltrain. But there's also hopefully some folks locally in the Silicon Valley will also join us. And I'm really excited that we'll be having folks from outside of the Bay Area joining as well, and who will likely be speaking. So we've got folks like Luis Perez out of St. Petersburg, who's a big Apple accessibility guy. All about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he'll be there. And Billy Gregory from Toronto will be gracing our presence, and just a whole bunch of Aaron Jorbin from New York, and some other surprises. So it was scheduled somewhat deliberately ahead of CSUN, just so that if there were people who are attending CSUN who wanted an excuse to come out to the Bay Area, they could have that. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention also that Derek Featherstone will be coming to Accessibility Camp. So
really
excited about that. So we got Derek and Elle and, like I said, some other surprises. But really, this is a local event for folks in the Bay Area. So we hope to see you at the first Accessibility Camp Bay Area in March.
I know somebody else who'll be there.
Prateek?
No, me.
Wow. And you represent local, so I appreciate that.
Well, I didn't know the others were coming. Well, I did hear about Billy, I think, on Facebook or something, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally looking forward to that. I'm stoked. So, yeah. And if you're on Twitter, follow that at A11Y Camp Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yep, and that's just the start, man.
Absolutely. So there's the annual accessibility camp, which was something that I committed to doing when I got here. The other thing I wanted to do, which is something that I was inspired based on my experience in Toronto, was to start up a regular monthly meetup group that was geared specifically, again, at the designers, developers, as well as the accessibility folks. It's called the Bay Area Accessibility Inclusive Design Meetup Group. And so we are doing two kickoffs for that. The first one is going to be out here. Now, I have to be careful how I do my geography because I've already been told that I've been describing it incorrectly. So it's actually going to be on the peninsula, but outside of San Francisco, to the south, so close to the Silicon Valley, in Redwood City. It'll be held there. And so that's on the 24th of February, and then on the 26th of March, so the 24th, by the way, will be at Evernote in Redwood City.
Okay.
With my buddy Ryan Burgess, who's actually a former Canadian from Toronto, a real accessibility advocate. He doesn't have a full-time role in accessibility, but cares enough about it. And then Brendan McKeon over at Yammer was good enough to get me some space for March 26th for the second kickoff, which will be in San Francisco. So that will be at Yammer.
Oh, okay.
And so the idea is that I'm going to, because I recognize that there are people who live and or work out in the Silicon Valley, who a Silicon Valley / peninsula location would make more sense for them because of their schedules or whatnot. But I also understand and appreciate the fact that there's a large tech community in San Francisco, and I didn't want to miss that opportunity. So I'm going to be making appearances in both in San Francisco and outside to facilitate these meetings. And we'll figure out how that'll all work out. But for now, we're doing the kickoffs February and March. And then who knows, in April, we might just do one in each place, or I might rotate each month. I haven't quite figured that out. I'm going to get feedback based on these events.
Okay.
And for that one, people can sign up at meetup.com/A11Y Bay. And I have to tell you, Dennis, I was really heartened at the fact that in the first week that the meetup group was announced formally through Meetup, we had about 85 members.
Oh, wow.
Like right away. So there's obviously interest in something like this. And this really complements a meetup group that Ted Drake already runs, which is the Bay Area Accessibility Dinners, which to me is a great opportunity for people who are working in accessibility to network. And so I think having the two groups will just really do some awesome stuff to build and enhance the accessibility community that's here.
Great, great. So, you got a lot going on.
I've got some other plans, which I'm keeping under wraps for the minute, but you'll be the first to know about them.
Okay. So besides all those, there have been some other meetups and accessibility groups popping up around the country.
Oh yeah, no, this is it's amazing, and it's kind of neat to see them happening. Accessibility, the New York Accessibility and Inclusive Design Meetup started up in January, and they're going to be having their next meetup on February 24th, and that's being headed up by Thomas Logan, Cameron Cundiff, and Sean Laureate. And so New York City is certainly going to be well taken care of with those three folks at the keel or at the helm, I guess, of the of that meetup group. So that's kind of neat. So that's one that started up. There's another one in Pittsburgh.
Oh, hold on. So the New York, the URL is meetup.com. Well, I'll put all these in the show notes, of course. But
meetup.com/A11YNYC.
Okay.
And then, where did you want to go next?
Denver, I guess.
Denver. So our your friend and mine, Justin Stockton, has just launched that one, and I'm just hurriedly looking at my notes here. So that one is it's called the Front Range Accessibility and Inclusive Design Meetup, mm-hmm. and I guess that is honoring the fact that it's serving Denver, Boulder, and vicinity. Mm-hmm. So they're having their first meetup on February 18th. So depending on when this podcast goes out, it'll either be before or after that.
Yeah, they'll be cutting it close. Yeah. We'll see.
But yeah, so that one is a great one, and I know that there's a lot of technology stuff happening in the Denver, Boulder, Front Range area. So we encourage listeners to check that one out at meetup.com/A11YFR.
They're consistent with the naming. That's good.
Yes.
The meetup names, URLs, and then on Twitter too. So the New York one on Twitter I found is at A11YNYC.
You got it.
And the Front Range in the Denver area, that's at A11YFR.
Perfect.
Right on. And there's more.
There's more. I just literally before we went to podcast, I just learned of the Charlotte Accessibility and Inclusive Design Meetup. Now, they don't have – that URL is a bit of a mouthful, so we'll add that into the show notes.
Okay.
That one hasn't yet moved to the
– They haven't assimilated.
I have to get in touch with those folks.
Assimilate.
But, yes, so and I am madly looking through my notes because their meetup is launching as well. So, yeah, so Charlotte – just started up a meetup group, and their first meeting is on February 24th. So the same day as the Bay Area kickoff one is also going to be kicking off the one in Charlotte. Now they haven't, they don't have a custom URL yet, so we'll turn to the show notes for that one.
That's cool.
And one more, if I could.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
the last one that's new. That I wanted to mention, and their name is a little different, but it's still a sister meetup and has the same goals and objectives. It's called the Pittsburgh Area Accessibility Meetup, and they're having their next meetup on February 26th. And again, they don't have a custom URL quite yet, but that's being led by my buddy Chris Morey and Gabriel McMorland. So they're doing.
So are you saying there's two in Pittsburgh?
No, it's one in Pittsburgh, but with two people who are helping out with that one.
Oh, okay.
So and you know we'd be doing a disservice if we didn't just really quickly mention, and I know you'll add these in the show notes that there are sister meetup groups Then there's one in Boston. And then there's a bunch across Australia. I mean, really, we were inspired by the stuff that's happening in Australia. So they've got them going on in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Canberra, and Brisbane.
Nice. Wow.
And so we'll add those all to the show notes. And they all share the same title, Accessibility Inclusive Design Meetup.
Okay.
And the last one I do want to mention is John Croston runs his Accessibility DC Meetup, which is not on Meetup, but they do meet the third Tuesday of every month, I believe, and we can add that to the show notes as well. So there's a bunch of different meetups happening, and I would really encourage listeners, if your city wasn't mentioned, it doesn't take much to set these meetups up, and all you need to do is find an accessible location where you can hold it, and when I mean accessible, I mean physically and otherwise. Either maybe your public library or whatnot. And it's just a great opportunity to meet regularly. I personally like the Meetup platform because so many tech folks are on Meetup and they are just finding out about these accessibility meetups because of the hashtags we use to kind of entice them over to check us out. So
yeah.
So that's that. So there's a lot of great community building and networking. As more jobs become available and as more people want to learn about how to get involved in the digital accessibility space, these meetup groups are ways to get mentored, to network, to meet people, maybe present about something. It's great stuff. So I could just keep going on and on. I won't, but there's some great stuff. So I really encourage folks. I'm not going to call anyone out particularly, but certainly there's folks in other large cities who could set stuff up. And, my gosh, I forgot one, Los Angeles. Joseph O'Connor and Joe Devon are working on the Los Angeles Accessibility Inclusive Design Meetup as well.
Excellent.
Whew.
Yes, that is quite a lot going on. And besides all that, we did allude to CSUN 14, and you and I will both be there in mid-March in San Diego.
How many have you been to, Dennis?
Now I'm losing track.
I can't believe
it. I don't know. I started going when it came to San Diego, so like five or something.
Okay. I can't believe, for me, this is number 9. So
wow.
Now, they weren't all continuous, but I took a break between 94 and... I think 98.
Mm.
But I go back to the Los Angeles days with the two hotels and all that stuff. But now we are now at the Hyatt, which is a great spot. A lot of buzz, a lot of things going on. What are you excited about?
There's just so much going on. It's just going to be another really good time and a lot of great speakers.
You're not excited
and a lot
about
of great
anything,
events.
Are you? Because I know you're going to edit that out. Sorry.
I was trying to be politically correct. No.
You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about the keynote this year. Tommy Edison.
Oh, of course. Yes. That's going to be great.
So if you don't know, yes, people don't know who he is, check him out on YouTube, The Blind Film Critic. I had the good fortune of getting to know him and his now lovely wife and attended his Vegas wedding last year. He's a great guy. And I like the way he kind of helps those sighted people, those who might, have questions and things about how blind people do things. And he does it in such a humorous way and kind of he disarms people with that.
Yeah, he's like so frank, but like so it's like humorous at the same time and just real personable.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be great. The tweet up is going to be happening again this year, and then the SS12 finals, yeah. the contest for college students, that'll be happening once again on the last day on the Saturday.
On the Saturday, yeah. And something I'm looking forward to, they haven't had showcase suites before, I don't think, but Google and Freedom Scientific will have showcase suites at this year's event. Like I said, I can't recall. I don't think Google has in the past, and if they have, I stand corrected. And I'm almost positive Freedom Scientific has not either.
Yeah, not that I remember.
So,
well, that'll be interesting.
Right?
Yeah, but at the same time, I have... Well, I'm only giving one talk, so... But I know some people are giving several, but
I'm talkless this year.
Preparation to do. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I am talkless this year, which is kind of a nice place to be for me anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, give yourself a break and do your networking and all that.
Yeah.
Well, this will be the first year that I think that we're both going to be actually staying at the Hyatt,
yes.
Right? So finally, we've moved up.
I know, right?
We've moved up in the world. We could both fortunately actually stay
at the Hyatt. Yeah, no, absolutely.
The Manchester. So that'll be nice.
And just as a funny note for people who don't know, I've typically not stayed at the Hyatt and have usually ended up, you know, coming to the Hyatt at like 6:30 in the morning, 7 in the morning from the hotel I'm staying at, so I can grab breakfast at the Hyatt and do some networking and stuff like that. So I can actually now forego that early morningness. I still go down for breakfast, but it's just right there.
Yeah, it's great. 'Cause I stayed like off-site, you know, a mile or two or more away, and just if you can, try to stay within walking distance, because sometimes the cabs...
can I make a plug?
The cab service sometimes isn't too good, when, in my experience, but...
There is Lyft in San Diego.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. Forget the cabs, use Lyft. And what's the other service?
Uber.
Yeah, are they in San Diego?
Must be.
All right, well, let's wrap it up, Jennison. Thank you again for joining me. And
no problem, man. Let's make sure we don't do this in another 2 years.
Yeah, or we'll see if we have a whole bunch of new meetups to talk about.
Absolutely. But look forward to catching up with folks at CSUN, as you are too, I'm assuming.
Of course.
And we'll catch you on the other side.
All right. I hope to see some folks in the new Bay Area meetups are at the camp, and if you can't make it, then try to make one close to your home.
There you go.
All right, folks, that's Web Axe, Dennis, and Jennison signing off. Until next time, take care.